Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand if you would. Go before him in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so appreciative. Lord, for another opportunity. Oh God, these opportunities, Lord, should be so precious to us that we have to enter into the little place together. And Father, be able to draw strength one from another, to worship you, to raise our voices in praise and honor. And Lord, also have an opportunity to hear you speak to us under the anointing. You're so precious. Lord, may we take advantage of every moment that we have. Lord, for truly time is growing short. Bless us now, each and every one, our individual needs, Lord. Just have your way in the service. May you get the glory and honor in everything. We ask in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Do you love him this evening?
Amen.
Oh, he's wonderful to us, saints. You may be seated. If you'd like, turn our Only Believe books. Page 88. Hallelujah. So wonderful to us. Haven of rest. Amen. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word. My faith I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been the old story so blessed. Of Jesus I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
like John, the beloved and blessed. On Jesus' strong arm, where no tempest can harm, secure in the haven of rest.
Sing that last verse.
Side of it, saints, what he's done for us. Amen.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
176. Amen. Blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Every day, saints, we be getting more of assurance in our hearts. Hallelujah.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what perfect.
Is that your story? Amen. Praise your Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful. You may be seated if you like. Hallelujah. Brother Luke, would you like to come up with the offering? Amen. That's the blessing. So wonderful. Praise his holy name. I'm redeemed by love divine. Sing that little chorus. We ain't sang it for a while.
I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Amen. Christ is mine. Oh, all today.
Have something on your heart, a request, need, amen. Hold it on your heart as we go before him. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Gracious Lord, we're just so glad to know tonight that we've been redeemed by
yes,
the precious Lord Jesus Christ. So glad to know, Lord, and my Father, you fulfilled the promise that you told the Lord, that if you destroy this temple, he said,
yes.
You'll raise my God, when I was so filled with
glory, hallelujah.
There was a Lord that somehow that couldn't realize or could accept, Lord, that that word had been fulfilled. But my God, before it was over with, Lord, they was convinced, Lord, that my God, that you had fulfilled that
yes.
word. And Father, we know that one day you're going to fulfill your word, Lord, and yes. come back and take us,
Amen.
Lord, with you. And we pray, Father, tonight for the needs of the people, Lord. We pray for those that are sick and afflicted, Lord, that you stretch forth your hand and touch them, Lord. And
yes.
those who may have a spiritual need, we realize that's the greatest need that we could have in this hour, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'd move in such a way in hearts and minds, Lord, that the spiritual needs be met, Lord, that you'd
yes.
give the glory
yes,
to
Lord,
Lord. Lord. We pray, Father, tonight that you would bless the word as it comes forth. And bless the speaker, Lord. We pray that you just take full control of his lips, Lord, his vocal cords, Lord, his mind. And my God, and speak those things, Lord, that you laid upon his heart, Lord. And may we be fed, Lord, and strengthened and encouraged, Father, in this hour in which we live. That we ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his holy name. Oh, he's wonderful. Praise his name. You may be seated if you would. Amen. Got anyone with a song on your heart tonight? Amen. Josh, you got something? 398. Praise his name. Hallelujah. He paid a debt. Amen. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace. Accepted that pardon. Amen. Well, I was listening the other day, or reading, and Brother Brandon mentioned that little song, that little story that he's told how pardon's not a pardon until you accept it. Amen. He paid the price. He done his part. Amen. It's that easy, saints. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only
things are possible. Now I believe. Now I believe. Now I believe. All things are possible. Now I believe. And the only way I believe is amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. To his name, but now I see one more time amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, 'twas grace. Lord Jesus, it taught my heart to fear. 'Twas grace that my fears was relieved. Lord, we appreciate all that you do for us and all that you're doing, all that you have done. If you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, even tonight, Lord, as we stand before you, knowing that you're here, Lord, to speak to our hearts through the way of the word. And Lord, you again promised, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. And Lord Jesus, I truly pray that our hearts would be hungering for your word and hungering for everything that you'd have for us in these last few moments of time. We realize we're living in that time to where everything could finish up just really quick now. But Lord, help us to be just exactly where you want us to be. We each one want to just commit ourselves to you again this evening and for the hearing and receiving of the Word of God. And help me, Lord, into bringing the Word. But Lord, it's not my words, it's your words. So trust, Lord, that you'll just ignite the reality in our hearts of every word we listen to. And we appreciate you now, Lord, and we commit ourselves to you. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, how happy we ought to be. Amen. Let's just read a little scripture tonight before we be seated or sit down. Hebrews 10th chapter, and let's just read the 22nd verse. Just a little short verse here. I'll try not to hold you too long. Not that I don't have enough ammunition to last a long time, but I'm going to try not to hold you too long. I know a couple of you have a long journey home yet tonight. And again, we appreciate every time anyone drives that far. It puts that effort forth to do so. Amen. All right, Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. May the Lord again bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. A true heart in full assurance. Now, if God's word speaks of that full assurance in different places, now if there's that full assurance that he speaks of, there must be a full assurance to obtain. Is that right? Amen. So we know that God made it possible, and he gives us the word and shows us how that can take place in our lives and gives us the understanding of it. I'd like to, before I read, to go on in this assurance, I want to read a little something in the Church Age book, and it was page 47. And he says here, then the most of them go to church on Sunday, that is good, but even there they have no idea how to approach God and how to worship him. Jesus said that true worship was in spirit and in truth. We taught on that one time, remember? John 4:24. But what kind of a worship can you get in a church that knows so little of God and that puts up Santa Clauses at Christmas and bunnies at Easter? Where did they get that? They got it from the pagans and made it part of the church doctrine. But when one turns to the Lord and is filled with the Holy Ghost, oh, he ceases from all such things. He has a rest in his soul. He really begins to live. Amen. And love God and worship him. So we realize that's where a true love relationship comes in, is by the Holy Ghost. And we speak of it so much here, but yet we just want to make sure that we all know exactly what that Holy Ghost will do and what it is. And there's always someone coming along that may have not received it yet. And we keep it fresh before them. We keep it always before them to make sure they have an opportunity to search their heart and make sure. And even that, even if we that are filled with the Holy Ghost, we can always hold that measuring stick before us. And yes, I've got it. What a blessed assurance, you see. And how the assurance will get greater and greater and greater as God reveals his word to us, you see. So we realize we're again here for a purpose tonight, and we want to talk a little bit more about this assurance. And we realize that this assurance from him going to the cross and being buried in that tomb and raising again to life gave us new life. It made the opportunity come to pass that in our life that we could have the same spirit. We could hold the same spirit. We could carry the same spirit that raised him from the dead. It would dwell within us. And my, it would quicken our mortal bodies. You see? It would bring these bodies under subjection. It wouldn't be a thing that we have seen in the past to where people try to make you live right. They try to control your life, but governments and rules and they regulate different things to try to make you a Christian. But they don't realize. All that does is make a house full of hypocrites. They just don't realize it. And it's hard to believe that that understanding could be lacked. But it is. And it seems so simple to understand it. But you know, the prophet said, you know, you can't make Christians by governments. That's controlling them. Making them do things and making them to quit, stop doing this and make them not go over here and make them not do this. Sure, it may look like you've got a church that's got a real standard, you know. But to me, the real standard is seeing a people controlled by the Holy Spirit and not by some man, you see. So that's what we're looking for today. Not by any man controlling you. Not for me to come here and try to control you and make you to do what's right and stop you from doing wrong. No, you're your own individual. But you're here hearing the word of God. And you stand before that standard that's held before you. And then that's between you and God what you do with that standard that stands before you, you see. And God's word is his standard. So you hear the standard, you hear the word, and then you can look at it and see where you're at. You see. But I'm not here to make Christians by governments, as I've said before. I'm not here to make people do things and not do this and not do that, you know. Sure, there's certain things within a church that maybe to keep things straight, you might have to stop some things and go to the person individually if they're not listening. And tell them it's not right and it's bringing a reproach on Christ. There's different situations. There's situations that a time would come maybe someone had to be turned over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh, that their soul might be saved. All these things are in the scripture, you see. But to just constantly make people do things that don't mean anything. I can say, all you do is make a house full of hypocrites. And I'm not here to make a house full of hypocrites. I'm here to give the genuine, predestinated seed of God the opportunity to hear the word of God that alone will ignite and quicken their lives, that would then be Jesus Christ come in and live and express to them and not be controlled by some man, you see. And don't understand what thrill any man could get out of that myself. But anyhow, I'm not here for that, all right? And by God's grace, I never will be here for that, all right? Purpose of being said like that. But anyhow, and to go back in the message this morning we was reading out of just before we left this morning, and this was the Easter seal. It was April 10th, 1965. And we're leaving off on paragraph 101 here, and he says, now they go up the day of Pentecost to receive their abstract. Do you know what an abstract is? It's when a deed has been cleared. I don't know if any of you have bought a piece of ground, but is when you do that, of course, you would likely now have a lawyer take care of this for you. And he does a deed search. He goes back to see if anybody owes any money on it or if there's anything that's held against the property. Maybe somebody passed away and something holding against the property. So this is searched to make sure there's nothing that would cause a problem, that maybe if you would purchase it, that maybe down the road something come up and they could take it back off of you. And they even sell a insurance now that covers that if for some reason anything was missed, that it would pay you back and take care of the expenses. But we're talking about a real, true abstract. Something that when it's taken care of, nobody can take it away. The devil himself can't take it away. He may put all kinds of things in your mind and try to. He might have tried to throw all kinds of scarecrows in front of you to make you think that you're not in that position with Christ. But if we would only get a true understanding of it, there's nothing can take it away from us. And it's what he's going to speak of here in a little bit. He says they went up there to receive their abstract. He's talking about those who went to the upper room and begin to pray, and the Holy Ghost fire come down, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Talking about the original day of Pentecost. And he says they had bought the land and had been bought for them. They had received it. Oh my. Is it true or not? We see him raise up. But now what about us? You see, now they seen Christ raise up. They seen the real results of being able to see with their eyes that the Lord Jesus Christ has raised from the dead. He come to them and fellowship with them. He eat with them. Even Doubting Thomas, as they called him, he was able to look at the nail scars on his hands. And he wanted to touch them. To just be sure. Not one of us have that opportunity. But more blessed are our eyes. Amen. We have not seen. And yet we believe. Isn't that special? When you really think about it, a people that does not get to see, we didn't even get to see many of the mighty signs, wonders, and miracles the prophet did. Many people did. And many of those people are dead and gone now. Many of them are. Very few living. You know, but yet they've seen these many things that God done through this prophet. And we didn't get to see it. We didn't get to witness it. We might have seen some few videos that was done that while he was doing these things. And that's wonderful. Amen. It's so precious. But just as I said, let me say it again. Just think how precious it is to be able to believe. And we didn't walk with the prophet. Yeah. We did not get to go to the restaurant with him and eat. We did not get to sit in the meetings with him and see these great things happen. We didn't have the opportunities of times of going off and hunting trips with him. and see the great things God would do on a hunting trip. See the great visions that God would give him and people be healed on hunting trips. You know, see a vision speak. God speak to him and let him see a vision of a great white-tipped grizzly come. And he would shoot this grizzly. And it happened just like the vision said. The horns on the animals, the right length, exactly like it said, the vision said. We didn't get to hunt with him to do those things. But yet I'm going to tell you, I am so happy in my heart that I haven't seen any of that. But I believe that more than I believe mother and dad is my real mother and dad. Yes. I believe that they are. But I can hold to this more than I can that. I could have been tricked. I could have been adopted. There could have been other things happen. I believe this more than I believe that light's a light. That's strange, isn't it? But talk about blessed. When a man or a woman can believe the word of God like that and doubt it not. Oh, that's glorious. And how many of us sit here tonight that can believe like that? That really is that solid, that regardless of what goes on around us in this life, can we really believe this? Or is it just something I'm trying to believe? I'm hoping it's right. I'm putting my trust into it. I've seen other things fail. How do I know this won't fail? Just think how blessed we are. But those thoughts don't even enter. They don't enter at all in my heart. I am blessed. I am blessed. Are you blessed? Hallelujah. If you can believe, you are blessed. And God has something for those that believe and truly believe. Are able to believe that this is right, this message of the hour. They're able to believe with reality. Malachi 4, Revelation 10, all these different scriptures. This speaks of the prophet that was to come in this age and the word that was to be fulfilled in this age and time. Really blessed we are. Are you one that just holds on to it because mother and dad holds on to it? And you was raised with it. And you believe it because everybody else believes it, is to say. One thing about it, when the tests and trials come, and when Satan puts things in your mind, tries to, and then it still holds solid, I'm happy when it holds solid. As I've made the statement before, I'm saying things for a reason. And as I've said before, there's a lot of ministers in this message. There's a lot of renowned ministers in this message. There are still message preachers that walked with the prophet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they walked with him. They've seen these great things happen. But are you solid enough that regardless of who them preachers are, they walked with the prophet. And the prophet maybe told them they was filled with the Holy Ghost. The prophet might have told them they was predestinated. And you get all of them gathered together and stand around you and put you in the middle of the circle. And they come and tell you you're lost. You're worthless. You have no abstract. You have no assurance. You just might as well give up. You was never predestinated. Important men now. Important men. Maybe you've seen them do some mighty wonderful things. Could they make you doubt? Or would you be able to stand and say, Satan, get behind me? Or could you do something like that? All these great renowned men that hold powerful meetings, could you stand that? Would you begin to doubt and say, well, if it's these men tell me this, I must not have been predestinated. If these men are telling me I'm lost, then I must be lost. Oh, friends, you need an assurance.
Amen.
Amen. If they could begin to make you wonder and begin to make you doubt and begin to make you nervous, to wonder if for sure, maybe not for sure, I got what I think I got, where you stand. Do you really have that, as you sung it again tonight, blessed assurance? Jesus is mine, regardless what people do. Regardless what people say, whether it be churches that tell you you're lost because you don't belong to our group, you must not be bribed because you don't do what we say. Oh, my, my, my. What kind of assurance do you have? God has an assurance, and a special assurance for the bride of Jesus Christ. That regardless of every devil, if they rise against you, and remember, Satan is as a roaring lion, and he is seeking whom he may devour. He's a great adversary, yes. But in God's eyes, it makes him nothing. He has no real power. He can only pervert what God has already created. He has no real power. And again, as the scripture says, and I mentioned this morning, if God be for me, who can be against me? Is that the way you feel? Is that the way you understand? If God be for me, who can be against me? Would be able to stand before all those ministers if they gathered around you and pointed their finger at you? And maybe you could look in your mind's eye and say, that brother, he had a pretty powerful meeting there. And wow, we've seen some things he do and laid hands on the sick and they were healed. We knew they prophesied. We knew they spoke in tongues and it happened just like God said. Where would you stand? Huh? Because the mind would be there, open, and memory would be working, thinking of those things. See? But how am I going to stand? Well, this assurance, friends, a true assurance, as we read the scripture, a true heart in full assurance, in faith, of faith, is something special that very, very few will have. What if we do begin to get persecuted? What if we do see the press come on? What if we do, or what if we would come to the place that we would not be able to buy nor sell? Ah, unless we accepted the false doctrines and denounced the truth of the hour. What assurance would we have then? All these great warriors in the past expressed that. Was it themselves? No, it was God in them that expressed that. Even when you think about it, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they throwed in that fiery furnace, it was heated 7 times hotter than it had ever been heated, and men fell dead throwing them in the furnace because of the intense heat. I'm going to tell you what, they knew they were serving the real God. That's why they would not bow to the idols and bow to man, because they knew where they stood. Does God have people today that they know where they stand? Does God have people today that has this blessed assurance? Regardless of the rough times, the hard times, when everything seems to be pressing down on you, Satan may have the opportunity in this greatest battle ever fought and is in the mind, and he may be throwing things at you that, you haven't got anything. You haven't filled with anything. You know you belong to me. Oh, I desire thee. Did not the scripture tell us that Satan desires us? Yeah. But thank be to God for his mercy and his grace, that he gives the little bride something very special. Amen. So he says here, is it true or not? We see him raised up, but now what about us? We are witnesses. We stood and seen the man crucified. We seen the clouds come over the earth and darken the skies. The earth quaked and shook. It had nervous prostration. We didn't get to see that, did we? We can read about it. But my, you're blessed if you can believe it. And if it's real to you. They put him in the grave. They speared him in the heart with a spear. They took his body down and laid it in the grave of Joseph of Arimathea. And then they find out that on the third day, he raised up again. And as the disciples said, we are witnesses of this. We seen him raise up. We know he's alive. Do you know he's alive?
Amen.
Hallelujah. By his grace, I know he's alive. And I never got to see that happen. Oh, glory to God. He gave something special. I know it happened.
Amen.
And it happened, guess what? For you and me. Amen. He says, now what did that do? That took all the fear out. Yes, that took all the fear out. No wonder Jesus said, fear not. I am he that was dead and is alive forevermore. See, it had taken all the fear out when they did that. Now, but when they went up to Pentecost, there they received the quickening power, the power that made them alive. Oh, it was one thing to see it happen. It removed fear from the heart. They knew that our Lord Jesus Christ did raise from the dead as he said he would. They was able to see and witness that he was alive now after being put to death on a cross. They seen that stone rolled away. Yes. The guards didn't catch what happened because the angels blinded them. God took care of everything. They knowed all about this. Oh, yeah. So excited. So happy. Such joy, even Jesus himself. Oh, hail. Rejoice and be glad. Is it real enough to me that I can rejoice and be glad, as I said this morning? Can I rejoice and be so glad that because it's so real, it's so alive to me, that I can rejoice that I know he lives? We sing the little song, he lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me all along the way. Ah, is it that real to me? Is that real to you? Hallelujah. Oh, blessed you are then. Amen. Glory. He says here, but he let's go on. Now, but when they went up to Pentecost, they were received the quickening power, and that power that made them alive. See, God gave Abraham a promise. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. But he sealed the covenant by the seal of circumcision. And God gives you a promise, potentially, that you will receive it. And you're going to be raised up. This body is going to be glorified with him at the end time. But you see, you have to get a clearance on that deed. Oh. And the clearance is when everything against it has been stricken off. I wonder how many of us sit here tonight and know that everything in our past has been stricken off for good and cannot be remembered. Talk about great. God is so great. To as great as he is now, he knows all about people. He knows all about what they was going to do before they was born. And then to be so great that when they were born on this earth, they came into this life, and then by having that worldly nature they was born with, they begin to do this wrong and that wrong. They begin to cheat and steal and lie and do very filthy things in life. And then to be so great and place his blood over all that and to be so great and say, I don't remember it no more. Now, I believed he raised from the dead, I said. I believed, I know by his grace and through faith that he is alive. We get excited about it, is that right? Can I believe it also that everything in the past, excuse me, is wiped away and gone? It's gone. Try to think about something now. We're all sitting here, and we've all done some pretty bad things, I'm sure, in life, haven't we? Yeah. You've probably cheated somebody. You've probably lied to somebody. You probably got mad at somebody. You might have done some filthy things in life. You may have drank. You may have smoked. You might have done some pretty bad things. Stop a moment and remember one of those things. Think about it. Think about something you've done in the past. Think about it. You see, we can still remember those things. Is that right? Amen. Absolutely we can. You may be able to remember a time you fussed and had a fight with your wife. You might have think of a time that you just couldn't get along. It's a terrible situation. You might have thought of a time that you just didn't think you could handle it anymore, the children, the way they were acting, and you got all upset and expressed flesh and carnality. Can you remember something? Okay. Now, can you believe that God does not remember it? And he cleared it. It's all been stricken off. It's gone. We believe a lot of other things in God's word. Can we believe that? Can we really believe that? That it's clean. It's done. And to him it's to be remembered no more. Can I believe that? Hallelujah. Can you believe you have an abstract that's been cleaned off, friends? And nobody can come back and take it back off of you. It's yours for good. It's yours for good. There may be a time come when maybe you can remember those things. And maybe God blessed us with that for a purpose, that we could remember what we'd done wrong. And he didn't do it like he does it. Maybe it's for the purpose, you suppose. This amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. To be able to remember it, and yet to know with him, he's not interested in seeing it no more. You're clean. You're clean. You're free. And them who are free, and Christ is made free, is free indeed. There's no way it can ever be held against you again. Never. This is what Easter is all about. But sometimes people don't grasp it. Sometimes the Easter bunnies and the special services and the special preachers and the special meals afterwards takes the reality away. But this is what real Easter is all about. Oh, hallelujah. That I can have a blessed assurance that I am free. And he holds it not against you. Don't you love him? Times are worth already, and I even got through with the first page. But it's wonderful. Let's close on this quote here. He says here, and when we believe on Jesus Christ for our Savior and repent, did not you repent? I did. I ask God to forgive me of all my past sins. I ask Him. And guess what? I know He forgave me. There's nothing He holds against me. Nothing. And if I do happen to do something wrong, I immediately ask Him to forgive me. Because I don't want my heart to be condemned. If our hearts condemn us not, then we can ask what we will, and it shall be given to us. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Then why wouldn't you want to make it right immediately? You see? And when we believe on Jesus Christ, our Savior, and repent and are baptized, and come up to believe Him, God recognizes our repentance and our faith towards Him and sends down the abstract. And the abstract is the assurance. It's the guarantee. I don't know about you, but anything I buy, I like to have a guarantee. Is that right? Are you that way? Because you have to pay so much for something, you know, and some things cost you a lot. You'd like to at least have a little bit of guarantee that if something goes wrong with it, they'll take care of it. When you go out and buy a new refrigerator, wouldn't you like to have a warranty on it, which is a guarantee? Because anything could happen to it. It's man-made. But it always makes you feel good and you can be at rest when you know you got a guarantee. What do you think the people of God's got? A rest, an assurance when you got a guarantee. Hallelujah. Blessed assurance. Because you know you got the guarantee. You got a guarantee with it that man can't come close to. But God's guarantee, it will never fail. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never fail. Amen. Don't you like that kind of guarantee? It's a guarantee that never runs out. You don't have to keep renewing it. It's always there. Amen. All right. In closing, sister, won't you come up to the instrument, please? And the abstract is the assurance. It's the guarantee that everything that was ever held against you, you thoroughly repented. Hallelujah. And the property is bought, and you hold the abstract for the assurance. It's just like you if you go out and buy a piece of ground. You know, as I was talking about earlier. Now, it'd be a little bit of worry, you know, if you just go out and Joe comes to you on the street, hey, I want to sell you this 10 acres, and here, give me the money, it's yours. Now, I'm going to tell you what. You might have to sweat it out. Because you don't know whether old Joe really had this deed cleared or not. Yeah. You don't know for sure. And you don't know if some of his family can come in, if he passes away, that somebody, it was wrote up in some kind of a will, he can come in and they can take it off of you. You see, because it ain't been cleared. It hadn't been searched. You don't have an abstract taken care of. You see. But we have a guarantee that this abstract's right and perfect. And there ain't nobody, there ain't a devil in hell can come and take it back. No. He can't take that blessed assurance off of you. No, sir. All the preachers that gather around you with great experiences, maybe walked with the prophet, there ain't enough of them can gather to take your abstract away. For it was cleared by God Himself. Amen. Man can fail. Earth can fail. The world cosmos will fail. But God's word will never fail. And we sit here tonight with a clear deed, friends, that everything's all right. Amen. You believe that? You believed you raised from the dead, didn't you not? Even though you didn't see it? You believe it? Are you sure? Then can't you believe this? That you're cleared. Because God said you're cleared. Amen. Can you believe it? Amen. I didn't get very far on it, but I got you thinking on the right way anyway. Amen. Trusting it'll help you, encourage you, and strengthen you. Amen. See, I'm not all that bad. I'm not always throwing rocks at you. Amen. Thank God for the roses. Thank God for the sweet pie. Thank God for the honey. Oh, yeah. It's so sweet. It's so wonderful. Glorious. But God has a lot on His menu. Amen. And we're thankful for whatever it is. Now, let it be to me according to Thy will, O God. Help me, Lord. Help my unbelief. Help me to understand. Give me revelation of these things. That, Lord, when the enemy tries to come against me, that assurance will be there, strong and firm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us all stand. Pretty good. 40 minutes. Amen. Or maybe 43. Amen. Amen. I love Him. Glory to His name. And we got a song you want to sing. Amen. Glory. Quite a few missing. I hope they get the tape and listen to it. Because they may need this, you know. Amen. Maybe something in it will help them along the way. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Glory to His name. Have we got a song?
Glory to His name.
Amen. Yes. Let's sing that. Amen. If you know it well enough, let's sing it together. Go ahead and start, my brother Josh. Cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing sin I done cried. My heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Oh, singing glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart, Brother Timothy, come on up, brother. Apply glory to His name.
Up a little bit. Amen. We need to be a little more happy.
Amen.
With what we've got and what God's done for us.
Oh my.
Amen. You know
glory.
How it ought to put a shout in our hearts.
Amen.
It ought to be an individual shout.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a group affair.
Oh my.
But oh my, if you can see that your name was written down and that blood was covered you, it ought to make you shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my, all hell. Can you imagine them coming from that tomb and meeting the Savior on the road?
Oh my.
Oh, saints, what a rejoicing.
Amen.
Amen. And that same God is right here with us. And that's the reality we got to see. He's in our midst. He's in my heart. He's here with me. He's watching. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Alive, alive. He's alive forevermore.
I believe it.
alive, alive, alive forevermore. Amen. Alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. Alive, alive, alive.
God we serve. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Went to service last night somewhere and I got a chance to listen to a gentleman that was actually healed in one of Brother Branham's meetings when he was a child, and it's a wonderful thing, and he's definitely very on fire for what God has done for him and what he's seen God do in his life. But you know, he preached a message last night, and I went for me. I didn't go to see what everybody else could get. I went for myself. And you know, he brought a little message and more preachified than he did anything. And you know, he talked about a lot of things, green beans, just odds and ends, you know. And you could see a lot of people sitting around just didn't get what he was saying. But by God's grace, there's a revelation that when you can truly see yourself identified in God's word, the little stories our prophet even told, when you can see yourself identified in that precious word and those examples that are put forth, how great it is. What a shout it puts in your heart. We've come to a place, saints, that just because we attend a Capstone Life Tabernacle and we have a fivefold ministerial platform, it's this church by itself's not going anywhere. As a group, we're not going to link arms and all we're right and we're going in. But individuals before God are going to rise. And somebody's got a fire burning in their heart. It's not the fire that's in the church. The revival's gone. But in the heart of that little bride, there is a revival burning that can't be put out. And people that's got it burning, it will show forth on the outside. You can't hide it. And it's got to burn, saints. Amen. It ought to be showing all over us. To know that I know that I know that He hung on that cross for me. I know my name was written down. Hallelujah. That's what's going to be real to us. And if I don't know that, that's why God said, cry out and repent and He'll give it to you. He'll give you that assurance our brother's talking about tonight. It's a reality. It's not what some people's cracked it up to be. I got the Holy Ghost and nothing changes in their life. They go on like they always did. They can't get rid of drinking. They can't get rid of smoking. They can't get rid of nothing but getting Christ, and it's all gone. God will turn your life around and make it a reality and make you a scandal. He'll light your fire and put it out there for others to see, and you won't have to do a thing but let him have his preeminence. That's what we want to see in our lives. Hallelujah. I love him. He's real to me. Amen. Well, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me. Yes, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me. He's real, real, real. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so real. Real, 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 he's so real to me. Yes, he's real, 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 he's so real to me. He's real, 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 he's so real to me. And that is why I love him so, he's so real to me. Amen. Keep me with the Holy Ghost, and he's so real to me. Yes, he baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and he's so real to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me. Yes, he's real, real, real. He's so real to me. He's real, real, real. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so real. We need to remember, Brother Branham said, what you put into a service is what you're going to get out of it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We need to remember that.
Amen.
What you come here expecting, that's what God can do.
Oh, yeah.
But if you just come, it's a ritual. Don't get in that rut, saints. We've seen it happen.
Yes.
We come to church, we hear the word preached. We sing three songs and we go home. But don't let it become that. But keep the reality that it's God.
Amen.
He's talking to us. He's preparing our hearts. He's getting ready to take us home. Yes, we may come in and the word comes and we see our short places. Thank God that he's showing me now. And there's a desire in our heart to press and to overcome. Be thankful that the Holy Spirit is here to cut sin from our lives. We don't want to just come in and always get our roses. It's wonderful. But God had a plan and you've got to keep it all in order. And be thankful for what God cuts from your life. Be thankful for what God shows you. It's not joyous at the time, but it will bring the forth fruits of righteousness. And by their fruits, you'll know them. Amen. It'll shine forth that the reality of what God is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Told he cannot see it, and it's gone.
Yes.
But something that just struck out to me is, I can't remember if it was in a testimony or if it was in a message somewhere Brother Branham talked about, but Brother Branham was a prophet, and he could see into people's hearts.
Yes.
Was that Brother Branham as a man?
No.
That was God.
Amen.
And he could see what God showed him.
Yes.
Amen.
And someone asked him, they make mistake, do you see that? And he said, if they put that under the blood, I can't see it.
Amen.
God can't see it if they've asked forgiveness for it, put it under his blood.
Amen.
It's just a little confirmation.
Yes.
That it just strokes that out to
me.
You know, it's true, it's real. God don't see it no more.
Amen.
And it's
Hallelujah.
So wonderful to know
Amen. Amen. Yes, dear Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Hope you're not in a hurry. Amen. You, give me G there, I guess. Amen. You ask, one more time.
You ask me
why I'm happy, I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. Sins are gone. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, there in of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, 'twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. There underneath the blood, amen. Oh, yes. As darkness is from dawn, in that sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Living now for Jesus, I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I sing. Praise God, my sins are gone. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Amen. And I thank him for his precious word. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another day, and Lord, we've been blessed to be able to gather for some services, Lord, here and have you speak to our hearts. And Lord, may that the resurrection power truly be evident in our lives. And Lord, may that resurrection truly mean more to us than it ever has as each day passes by. Lord, many celebrate it, so to speak. But Lord, there's a reality to some, Lord, that can truly see that resurrected life living in them. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful to see Hallelujah. What you've done for us. Lord, that the same fire that fell on the day of Pentecost in that upper room
Hallelujah.
Abides in my heart today. Lord, the same blessing, the same spirit they felt in that upper room I'm feeling now. Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh,
what you done then, you'll do today, Lord, and you'll do forever.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you to help us, Lord, any that don't know for sure that they're born again. Lord, I just ask that you would pour out to them a special way. Lord, it's not all in shouting. Lord, it's not all in dancing. Though these things may come, Lord, when the Spirit truly hits us. But Lord, that steadfast assurance that I know God told me my sins was forgiven.
Amen.
Though they be as scarlet, Amen. They'll be as white as snow.
Amen.
Though I had no peace, I'll have perfect peace.
Amen.
Lord, I ask a special blessing for each and every one, those that are here and those that couldn't be here.
Yes.
And Lord, any that would listen to this tape that truly desire the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, that, Lord, you would fill them to overflowing. And those, Lord, of us that have received it, grant us a great refilling, Lord.
Amen.
Pour it into our hearts, Lord, as we see the darkness around us, Lord, may it truly reignite a greater fire in our hearts. Keep an urgency in us, Lord, and an enthusiasm. And, Lord, let us truly be thankful for what you have done for us. And, Lord, we'll always be able to sing that little chorus, Amazing Grace, and know truly what it means. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Bless those that have to travel, Lord. Go with them. Keep them safe. And Lord, bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor and the praise that's due you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. Thank the Lord that I was able to be here today. Amen. Every time I get a chance to gather, I'm so thankful. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.